is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. How are you feeling today, my friend? Are you feeling full and fruitful at the moment? Or is there an area of your life where you feel desperately in need of help right now? Perhaps you're facing a financial crisis or a difficult health diagnosis or maybe a broken heart for whatever reason. If you are in need of help, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, just know that you're in good company. So many miracles happened in the Bible because men and women were hungry and even desperate for help. The Bible is full of stories about people who, out of desperation, went to extreme measures to simply get to Jesus, knowing somehow that he had the power to help their situation. I'm thinking of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who heard that Jesus was coming to town. Because of his short stature, Scripture tells us, he climbed a tree just to catch a glimpse of the Lord. And of course, Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was and exactly what he needed. And in that one brief encounter, Jesus healed Zacchaeus' heart, saved him from his sins, and gave him a brand new life. In Luke 19:9, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Then there was the woman with the issue of blood, who, desperate for healing, reached out through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And the Lord, perceiving that power had gone out of him, assured the woman that she had received what she asked for. In Luke 18:48, he said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Finally, there was the story of the paralytic who had no way to get to Jesus because he couldn't walk. And there was a crowd in the house filling the place where Jesus was. Luke 5:18 says, "Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.' The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, 'Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, 'Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.' So he said to the paralyzed man, 'I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home.'" Again, desperation brought the needy one right into the Lord's presence, where the needs were met. And all of us, at one time or another in life, will find ourselves in great need. It's just the nature of living in this fallen world. And just like Zacchaeus, the woman with the issue of blood, and the paralytic man, the Lord knows exactly what we need before we ask for it. Notice how Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name and all about him before they had even met. Notice how Jesus knew the woman who touched him without her saying a word. Notice how Jesus knew that the paralyzed man needed much more than physical healing. Jesus knows you. He knows what you need before you ask, but our prayers are answered only as we do everything in our power to pursue Jesus. I find it so interesting that these three miracles all occurred without a verbal request. It was the passionate pursuit of God through faith that brought the answer to the silent prayer of the heart. In the same way, in your need today, in my need today, whatever our needs are, let's drop everything and simply pursue Jesus. Are we desperate just to be in his presence? Are we desperate to know him more? Are we desperate to get close to him? Perhaps we've been seeking our answers in the wrong way. This week, if there's a need in your life, drop everything and run to Jesus. Run into his arms. Pursue the Lord by spending time in worship, prayer, and the Word. Don't worry if you don't know what to ask for or what to say. Just get to him. In his presence, there's healing, there's forgiveness, there's hope, there's peace. In his presence is the answer you're crying out for your family, your marriage, your home, your life. Let's pray together, not for the answers we want, but for spiritual hunger for our hearts to be desperate for more of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the examples of men and women in Scripture who went to great lengths just to get close to you, knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Give us hearts that will pursue you like that, pressing past our limitations and our shame, pressing through the obstacles and the distractions, allowing nothing to keep us from getting to you. Thank you that the answers we seek are found not as we try harder to fix ourselves, but rather as we seek you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Help is just a prayer away, my friend. God is listening when you cry out to him, and he knows what you need before you ask. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.